Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Adamo.
And Mark.
Now, normally, Dale is with us on Monday nights, and I don't know, he's missing in action, so Adamo agreed to come down here tonight and join us, and I'm glad actually it happened like this because Dale was unable to make it to today's main event,
right.
For lack of a better term. Unfortunately, we had to do this today. We had to go. Well, I mean, we didn't have to, but from a moral perspective, it was the right thing to do.
It's good to support activists who are making a stand.
Right, to go down to a superior court in Grafton County, New Hampshire, which is about 2 hours' drive from here in Keene, and support somebody named Bob Constantine, also known as Weta Claus. Now, we've actually had Bob talking to us on this program in the past about what he's facing, and he's facing felony charges. I don't know how many charges, maybe different ones, maybe just one. I don't know. But he is facing at least one felony charge on probably like 30 counts, for all I know, because they're alleging he had 30 marijuana plants growing in his house, or 33 or
35.
Like 35, yeah. So usually each one can be a felony, but I don't know how they work.
They're dangerous little plants.
Yeah, I don't know how exactly the law works in New Hampshire, and I bet Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund can clear some of these details up for us, because Jason, you've been following the case very closely. You actually happen to live at Bob Constantine's house, so if there's anybody...
Doesn't get much closer than that.
Yeah, if there's anybody who's got their finger on the pulse of this case, it certainly is you. Is this Jason?
Yeah, hey, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason. Appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Of course, we spent the day with you today. You were there recording the trial, which likely that trial footage will show up at some point on cdevolution.org, I would imagine, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have so much great footage. I know Adamo took some footage also. It was great seeing so many Shire activists show up and work very well together as a team.
Yeah, well, this is out of the way, too, for a lot of folks. I mean, this is, for us, it's 2 hours. For people in Manchester, probably another couple hours as
Even
well.
Even the folks up there in Grafton, is like an hour drive for you guys.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half for everybody. And, of course, Bob Constantine has been doing this drive back and forth, delivering papers. And, you know, finally it's trial time, and it was great to see so much support today. I mean, I saw about 25 people in the seats to support him, and then a lot of people woke up early, drove there, and they were doing some sign waving. There was a sign making party in Grafton a couple days ago, and just to get the message out, because Bob has been silenced on being able to say a lot of things, about the medical use of marijuana, what the penalty could be, which is outrageous. They could put a peaceful man in a cage for 7 years.
Yeah.
And charge him or force him to pay over $100,000.
Right, and I think that's absolutely immoral. When the court does not allow the jury to know what the possible punishments are for finding this guy guilty, as a defendant, you can't say, "Look, I'm facing 7 years and $100,000 fine if you find me guilty." The court won't let you say that. It's immoral.
It's also the biggest tool the state uses against you in bargaining, though. You know, they say, instead of facing 7 years, do this year and don't worry about it. You know, so they use it as the bargaining chip. But yet, when it comes down to the rubber meets the road time in a trial for yourself, you're not allowed to use it as the same chip to a jury.
It's disgusting.
So they use it on you, but not on them.
Clear up something for me, Jason. How many charges is Bob facing?
I don't know. I mean, it's so confusing because marijuana is on the same drug schedule as any other drug.
Mm-hmm.
What some people might consider harder drugs like heroin or crack or cocaine, marijuana, plant that grows from the ground, is on that same schedule. And they call it manufacturing a controlled substance, which, of course, is ridiculous. But, so the penalties are just very severe. They call New Hampshire the live free or die state, but we're surrounded by other states that have some level of decriminalization.
It's embarrassing. There's no doubt. New Hampshire certainly needs to play catch up in that area and or exceed what the other states have done. But that's not more of a political conversation. I want to focus more certainly on what transpired today, because there was a lot worth talking about. I expected Jason to come out to support Bob because he's doing the right thing as far as I'm concerned. This is a man who could have taken a plea bargain. He could have taken, just like most people do, he could have taken the deal and probably ended up with what, probation or something like that?
His sentence would have been over by now, and yeah. It might have even just been community service, but he would have still had a felony. Yeah. And he was there's no way he was going to ever cop to a felony because he hasn't done anything wrong.
He hasn't harmed anybody, and he certainly made that point during the trial.
Once you have a felony, you can no longer, according to New Hampshire's laws and the state and the United States laws, you can no longer carry a firearm to protect yourself and your family.
Yeah, and we'll find this out tomorrow when the we'll see. But we think that the snitch neighbor is going to testify. And we've heard some things about this person's, violent tendencies. And so if you want to, and Bob's place is out in the woods. It's pretty secluded. So you're not going to be able to call 911. I mean, nobody really can for protection. But, you have to be able to defend yourself. And to disarm yourself like that would just make no sense at all.
And, to some extent, he's doing it because he knows he, like you said, hasn't harmed anybody, and he's literally challenging the prohibition here in New Hampshire by taking this to trial. It's a heroic, incredibly brave thing to do, and the least I figured I could do was show up and lend whatever of my support I could to the process. But I expected that today was just going to be, I've been to so many damn trials that I'm used to, just sitting in the court. And then, that's that, showing support and doing what you can to be there for somebody. But there was a whole lot more happening today at that courthouse as far as activism opportunities and things like that.
Some of the past activism that the guys over Free Grafton there have done, they were geared up a little bit for us. They were trying to limit our ability to film by putting more notes on the door. Right out of the gate. We had to defend everything that we wanted to do for the whole day.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy today. And Jason, you were inside filming the entirety of the proceedings, so I don't know how much you were privy to of what was transpiring on the outside of the courtroom. But I certainly want to get into some of that. Obviously, there's a lot to cover here. But the most important part is that, as you pointed out, I think it deserves repeating. There were over 20, like you said, 25 people that showed up today, and the majority of those folks were there all day long, 9 a.m., 8 a.m. to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're talking about an entire full business day, and this trial is expected to go for at least another full day, maybe even longer. I don't know how many more witnesses this prosecutor has to call.
Exactly. I think as prepared as they were for the filming aspect of this stuff, they weren't prepared for the crowd number, I think. And I think some of our comments, as many of us politely tried to talk to some of the participants on the state side or of law enforcement's, it's starting to take a toll on them. I mean, at the end of the day, they weren't even commenting back anymore. They were just kind of waiting for us to
tired.
Run out of juice.
Yeah.
So right out the gate, one of the first things that they tried to do was to restrict everybody from bringing in any kind of electronic device.
Right, with the same old trick roll, just putting the note on the door, which you brought.
Well, they had people go through security checkpoints twice, mm-hmm. once when you walk in and once when you walked into the theater room. And I've never seen that before, and I've been to that court many times with Bob. And so they made people put their electronics in their vehicles, which is crazy. Normally they let you just turn off your phone, but they wouldn't even allow for that. So the reason that they said they did that was because they didn't want the undercover police officers to be filmed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, a prosecutor, her name is Melissa Pierce, she was saying, these cops could, they could be in danger, and not because of marijuana growers, of course, like Bob, but because of people that, do cocaine and heroin. So she's admitting that, like Bob, at least, and people that use marijuana aren't the ones that we have to worry about.
Now, answer me this. Why were undercover cops involved in the first place? I mean, was he in any way caught in an undercover sting? I mean, he was just growing some plants at his house, right?
No, it's just a matter of a snitch neighbor saying that they found some plants and got the police involved.
Good. It's a good question, Mark, and I think that the answer is that it's the New Hampshire Drug Task Force, which is a state agency that focuses on drug enforcement, were the agents that were involved here primarily, and I guess some of them have done or are doing undercover work. We can come back more on the undercovers here in a moment. Tally, you want to stick with us?
Please.
All right, more with Jason Tally from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Lenny's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Lenny comes out and counts down.
13 more days till Easter Sunday. You know you're ready for Easter when those white pants and pink golf shirts don't seem like such a bad idea.
This has has been Larry's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents was the night before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter theme musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales was the night before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And we are discussing the so-called justice system and our personal experiences that we encountered today as we went to support Bob Constantine, also known as Weta Claus, in his jury trial for so-called manufacturing a controlled substance, a.k.a. gardening. And he's facing up to 7 years in prison for gardening this particular controlled substance that we know as cannabis or marijuana or pot. And we'll continue that discussion here in a moment. But speaking of substances, Mark, you can get your hands on some medications. How?
Yeah, real drugs, as a matter of fact.
Hey, now, wait a minute. That's not to say that cannabis isn't a real drug.
Cannabis
right?
is not a drug. It's a plant.
Well, and THC is a drug.
Brian, if you distill out THC, then you'd have a drug. However,
by real drug, you mean something made in a laboratory.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
And you get these are prescription medications that you need, and you're getting your prescription meds at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying a lot more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. They test them to make sure that there aren't any counterfeit drugs. You're not getting a generic if you're paying for a name brand. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. They do have a telephone number there at that webpage. And on the left-hand side of the page, you can click Become a Member. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. I've been to their offices. I've been through the process. I think you'll be extraordinarily happy with meds.freetalklive.com.
So we're recapping with our friend Jason Talley, who is from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. He's the managing director. Jason, are you back with us?
I'm here.
We're recapping our experiences, our collective experience today at the Grafton County Superior Courthouse, where, again, Weta Claus, Bob Constantine, is being tried. His first day of trial. There are going to be at least one more, maybe a couple more days worth of trial here. And he's doing a great job, I think, of defending himself, by the way. This is a gentleman who at one time, I guess, had taken on an attorney, poured a bunch of money into that attorney, proceeded to go broke on the attorney, apparently, and has now taken the case on his own. Mm. And he's doing, I think, a pretty good job, don't you think?
I think he's doing a great job. I mean, like I said, the only one issue I wish that some activists would take in the courtroom is the prosecutor gets up in a courtroom setting and they list out the elements of the law in which they're going to prove you're guilty, and it's normally about 3 to 5 points. I would go up in there after that and say, yeah, I did all those, but, I mean, the issues here are what you can do on your property, and does the government have any right to tell you what plants you can or can't grow there, or what you can or can't put in your body. You know, like Mark was saying before the break, using undercover officers, the government isn't even efficient enough to understand that these officers should be used. You know, if they're
undercover stuff,
exactly.
If their
identity is so secretive their job required that, they wouldn't have used them for this when just a neighbor snitched. There was no undercover work needed. Then they used them. Then they need to testify. It just shows you the inefficiency in the system and the hypocrisy of their control over your own property. That's the nonsense
of an open judicial system, right? Like, we're supposed to have an open judicial system, but oh, the government can screw around and bring in undercover officers
right.
to just shake down a house when there's no need for an undercover officer, and as a result, no filming can go on. These officers' faces can't be shown, and it takes the judicial system, which is supposed to be open here in the United States, and closes it right up.
Well, speaking of not showing those undercover officers, Jason, you had told me that when you were trying to get permission to or let the court know that you were going to be filming, they put some restrictions on you, didn't they?
Yeah, at the last minute, the prosecutor, Melissa Pierce, was trying to say, she just flat out lied. She said that I didn't turn any paperwork in time, which is ludicrous. I turned it in early. And then she gave three different options for how we can handle the situation. She gave these options to the judge, either not allow me to film at all, or we could have the cameras pick up audio but not video, or we could there's some kind of precedent where undercover officers have worn disguises or ski masks. And so I actually took this stand last week put on the record that she was lying, and I did say I cannot control what law enforcement officers wear. So if they wanted to wear ski masks while testifying against Bob, I guess I'd be okay with that.
And what footage that would have made, right?
Yep.
Exactly. We had, in order for me to cover this thing, and I've been covering this story for quite some time now, and so this is definitely go time. I wanted to get some footage today, but the judge made me point the camera to the wall, and then he had a bailiff come by and make sure and to kind of like sit right next to me,
mm-hmm.
Which was ridiculous. So we have audio, but we don't have video of these undercover officers. Or I should say, I don't have video of these undercover officers. I was inside. You guys were outside. Can you tell me what kind of footage you guys got?
There was four officers that testified today. So after everyone would get off the stand, we kept getting a system that we would tweak after every officer testified. But for the first one, we didn't know exactly where the back entrance was. So it was Pete Ayer and myself, who's also with LibertyOnTour.com. But we were outside trying to see what entrance these officers would come from, And with our two ways, he alerted me that the officers were coming out actually with a jacket, and I thought maybe a ski mask. I'm not exactly sure on the ski mask part, but he's walking pretty good having a jacket over his head. And walked into a car, and then they sped off, and we realized kind of which way they went and improved the plan the next time to follow them. And Ian and I actually went out and followed a couple officers to
a
municipal
building. You mean
in a car? Yeah. After they drove off, we tailed them.
That's right. They were trying to take these guys away. They had an escort, essentially, because they didn't want to park them in the actual parking lot of the courthouse, so they parked elsewhere. And so they were essentially escorting them back to where they wherever it was they had parked. So we wanted to find out where these guys were parked and, you know, essentially ambush them with video cameras, right, and try to capture their image. And these guys are desperately trying to hide themselves when they got out of that
courtroom. They should have never been doing this. I mean, the fact that these cops don't stand up and tell their bosses, look, I'm an undercover law enforcement officer. What are you doing sending me to, BF Nowhere to do a shakedown in a house when you don't need any undercover work there?
Because nobody else would ever take this to trial. Everyone else takes the plea deal.
Yeah,
they never thought they'd have to be in the stand.
Right.
My God, law enforcement officers not planning for going to trial?
Right.
I mean,
happens all the time.
What has the judicial system diminished to?
Not to mention, these guys don't have a problem cashing their paychecks every week that we have to pay for, but we can't see their face. I can't say I was very, to answer your question, Jason, I can't say I was very successful myself at actually getting one of their faces. The one guy who walked through the hallway, I probably can get a still shot from.
The guy that pulled up his coat all the way above his head, that guy?
Yeah, and then assaulted me, slapping my hand in camera, trying to knock it out of my hands. And the other one that we chased down to the parking lot, I shouldn't say chase, just followed, to the parking lot, I might be able to pull a still from there. Because, again, these guys are so ashamed of what they do that they put jackets and full-fledged folders while they're driving over their faces so that you couldn't see them because they don't want anyone to know their faces.
And imagine...
Because they're so proud of what they do.
This guy in a courtroom, in a court lobby area, a public place, slapping somebody's hand because they're videotaping. It's crazy.
Now, I did hear from another activist, I didn't see this firsthand, but that one of the officers, when they walked in, passed some like black fabric over to the prosecutor, Melissa Pierce, and then we believe that was a mask, so we believe they were masks.
Yeah, I've seen that. It didn't look like that he wore a ski mask through the hallway.
This is New Hampshire and United States of America for you. We're law enforcement or wearing ski masks.
Yeah, it's really scary. And I'll tell you what, Jason, you want to stick with us here for the remainder of the hour and talk about
this? That'd be great. Thanks.
All right, more with Jason Talley here in a moment from CDEvolution.org, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. He is the managing director. And more about the Wita Clause trial here in moments. We'll also take your calls later about anything you want.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. Features including listening options. We've got live streams, both broadband and dial-up versions. Plus, they are available around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you. In addition to that, we've got XM Satellite Radio on board now during the week, which is excellent news. Plus, our free-to-air satellite option. In addition to that, there's also great radio stations from coast to coast. Over 90 stations that carry this program, our webcam, and our listen lines that allow you to listen from any phone that can dial long distance. If you can't get Free Talk Live into your ears, it's not because we're not trying to get it.
We're doing our best here, people.
Yeah, so go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, most folks didn't get into the line of work because they like the paperwork that's involved and they like collecting on bills that might be somewhat overdue. SACL CAI will take the stress off of you and your business by handling collections. They can do early out billing. They can purchase charged off receivables. Go to freetalklive.com. See their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We've got Jason Talley with us from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And Jason, are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Before we go on, what is the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund?
Well, basically, we support the good people who disobey bad laws, people like Bob Constantine. I mean, it's great what we were able to do for him today. We had two cameras in the courtroom that were, for some reason, the court allowed that because they were supposedly under my control. And then I had my tablet computer, and I was able to live post on the CD Evolution Facebook page. And people seemed to really appreciate that with the live updates.
I've got
to
say, I really enjoyed it. I was able to follow this all day today without, you know, getting my butt out of my chair. I could see everything that was going on. And I really, I have to say thanks, Jason. I know you're not compensated for your time in this manner, and I thank you deeply.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I like giving people support. I think it's like the least I can do because you have just these wonderful Shire activists that are willing to, you know, put their necks on the line for other people's freedom. So, and that's why I encourage as many people as possible to, you know, support what the CD Evolution does, whether it's through donations or time or just helping spread the word about these good people who disobey bad laws.
Right, and others who are out there should that are thinking about not taking plea deals or something like that. You know, me personally, I'd support anybody. When we do the flyer outreach, that's what I'm telling people. Hey, if you're not going to take the plea deal, let us know. There's the Free Keene forums, et cetera. Like, I'd love to come out to, you know, I don't even know Bob that well. I don't even think I met him before today.
Really?
And, yeah, I mean, I've seen him around. I've seen him in the videos and, you know, just a great stand-up guy. But I'd still go and support anybody who's trying to take this fight.
That's what activists are like exactly. Here in New Hampshire is they'll, you know, I mean, if you're on trial for anything, anywhere, you can expect nobody but maybe your mom to show up.
Yeah, that's right.
And here in New Hampshire, if you're part of the...
Bob's mom was there today, by the way.
Yeah. Good woman.
Yeah.
But if you're part of the activism movement here in New Hampshire, we don't have enough activists to send somebody to every trial. However, you guys are out there handing out literature to everybody at the Keene Courthouse to not take the plea deal,
right.
Giving them advice.
And did it today, too, at the Grafton Court.
People that reach out to you, you reach back.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to do more of. I mean, one story that I covered for Tally TV was the nurse Patricia Smith. She was in a similar situation to Bob. They actually claimed that she grew more marijuana than Bob, and she was sentenced to a couple of years. But Bob and I were the only people, you know, sitting there and being, you know, serving as witnesses for what the state was doing to her. And I just want to, you know, I live in Grafton, so I want to cover this area well. Just, you know, look at the papers and see all the victims of government violence, and there's going to be plenty, and I want to tell their stories. And I think that's going to be good to you know, build more alliances with our neighbors. And
And I agree. There's a lot of growth that needs to happen. You mentioned there were only a couple of folks out to support this nurse Patricia, and that was you kind of found her halfway through the whole ordeal, and there wasn't really much time to kind of promote her story until after the fact, unfortunately. But in this case, you had a room full of people. I mean, almost. I wouldn't say we filled up the entire room, but
we're
spread well across the whole room. And as you said, 25-plus people attending today. Just an incredible turnout. And, Mark, yeah, you're right. We can't go to every trial for everyone out there. But everybody who's in the activist movement absolutely has people come out to support them at their trials. And it would be great to expand beyond that it's at some point in the future. But it's really important to point out, this is really early on. We're still early movers. All of us here on the Jason, you on the phone, all of us here in the studio, we're early movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I think we just crossed the 900 mark officially of Free Staters in New Hampshire.
Fewer than 1,000 official movers for the Free State Project, and actually 200 and something of them were in-state residents from the very beginning.
Participants is a more accurate.
Okay, participants.
Yeah, well, Bob is not a Free Stater. He grew up in New Hampshire. He just has common cause with us. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not so concerned about, you know, whatever the goal of the Free State Project is to move people here. Now, I want to move people here, that's for sure. But I came here because I want to be in a courtroom with 25 other people supporting one another and doing some outstanding activism.
Oh, absolutely right. And you just can't get that anywhere else in this movement, at least that I'm aware of. I mean, there are some little activist alcoves out there around the country, but to have the consistency of people being able to come from miles around to support somebody in court is an incredible thing that happens, and it happens on a regular basis.
Yeah, for those who remember, Jason and I did Motorhome Diaries back in 2009, and I know I'm sure he would say the same. There's a few pockets, like you were mentioning, you know, Phoenix, San Diego, and Austin, sure. That are good, but here, man, New Hampshire, everyone's second. This blows everybody out of the water.
I ran the Beer Crush Activist Network for a while, and, you know, I was always looking for activism and trying to support it and foster it. And in my entire career there, I didn't find what I found in New Hampshire from day one.
Yeah, it's actually absolutely been an incredible experience.
Nothing like it. New Hampshire is singular.
So you can come up and join the fun. In fact, we're going to tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in a little bit, a great opportunity to come up and experience what it's like to be around some of these great activists.
Now a whole week long.
Exactly right.
Now, extra days.
I told Evan Pierce's mom to tune in because I wanted to update everybody about his plight, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That was one of the other things that still happened. We really haven't even touched on some of these things that transpired today. One of the things they did right out the gate when everybody was in the courtroom, we kind of skipped past one other thing we'll come back to, but you're right, it is important to get out what's going on with Evan. because he's also known as the emperor of Free Grafton. You guys have had some elections, some Free Grafton elections up there at freegrafton.com, and in real life you've actually had these. And he was elected emperor of Free Grafton, and you know, as the emperor, he has, you know, certainly the wherewithal to decide on his own clothing. And so today they started to get upset.
Emperor's known for that.
Right. They started to get upset at you, Ademo, and another activist who had hats on in court. And it was during that whole situation that Evan apparently fashioned his own little hat out of a piece of paper, like a little origami hat, and set it up on top of his head as well.
Exactly.
Maybe you can recall better.
Yeah, at the time, the man in the robe, because the bailiffs came up to me and then they asked me to remove my hat, and I said no. And that it's not a law, and that I'm finding that it's harassment that they are asking me to remove articles of my clothing. And
it's also discriminatory. I'd like to point out real quick that if you're, you know, Catholic, you've got one of those little round hats. Or Jewish, you've got those little round hats. Mm-hmm. Quakers have historically been able to wear hats in courtrooms. Right.
Yeah, they didn't care. We brought that up.
And this is, you're right. This is another great thing of being an active in
it's
a room
also
with so many actors.
Too.
Yeah, exactly.
But women can wear hats. So, I mean, you have a court which is acting in an unfair fashion. Who the heck can respect a court that isn't fair?
Right. But
that's what they're supposed to do.
But though every state employee today, the bailiffs and the sheriffs that they call, told me to take off my hat. None of them actually wanted to force me to take off my hat. And being in a room with 25 other activists, all these comments are coming back and forth. So they don't really know who to focus on.
Oh, yeah, we were not sitting in there quietly when that man in the robe was not in the chambers.
Exactly. Normally, you're outnumbered by bailiffs. So when eight guys come up to you and tell you to take off your hat, the one person takes off their hat. Now when these eight guys come up to you and 25 people say, no, why, blah, 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 back and forth, it's you know, it's quite entertaining from our side. But, yeah, so they told me to take it off, and then they all waited for the judge to come back, and that's when we had the conversation.
Right, and then the man in the robe comes back in, and he addresses you. Well, supposedly, he says, will the gentleman with the hat please approach the bench? And he didn't give any more specific identifying information. And Evan actually walked up and approached the bench with his little paper hat on.
And,
Jason, we'll come back and tell the rest of the story here in a moment at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more. OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Join United States Marine Iraq Veterans Against the War activist, former radio show host, and New Mexico's congressional candidate, Adam Kokesh, as he goes to Washington to take that hill. Kokesh takes his successful radio show to mainstream television on Russia Today. Adam vs. the Man premieres April the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Adam Kokesh is the man who gives the millennial generation a voice. That's you. Get the information needed to be empowered with Semper Fi.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, though your thoughts on the courtrooms of America, prohibition, etc., certainly are preferred at this time. We're talking about Wiedeklaus and his trial that happened today. It's a jury trial that actually got started today. It's not yet even over. Prosecution has yet to rest, so we're not even halfway through at this point. And it is going on in Grafton Superior Court in Grafton County, New Hampshire, kind of away from a lot of things. Took us 2 hours to drive up there today, another two back. And it was well worth the trip. Damo's here with us from copblock.org. Good evening.
Thank you, Rob.
Mark here as always. Jason Talley also joining us, the managing director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Jason, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, so we were talking about Evan Pierce. There's a lot that went on in this trial of Bob Constantine today. He was on trial for growing allegedly over 30 marijuana plants, and he's heroically taking this to jury trial rather than copping out to a plea bargain. So we'll talk more about that here in a moment. But there was a kind of a distraction at the very beginning when the man in the robe started getting uppity.
Well, not even the man, the bailiffs first. And the bailiffs had to go tell the man in the robe that people aren't doing what he says. So yeah, he came back in the room after... Me and the bailiffs, they stood down, but called the sheriffs. Then the sheriffs told me to take it off. They stood down.
The hat,
yes.
Right, because you weren't taking it off.
Right, because people were going back and forth with different arguments on why you shouldn't have to be or quit harassing. Let's move on. There's bigger issues here, et cetera, et cetera. So the robe man comes in. They leave the issue alone, so they pretty much said they're going to let the robe man tell me to take it off. He comes in and is telling me to take it off, looking at me. But Evan, he's telling me
to report
to the bench.
Would the gentleman in the robe please report to the bench or something?
Or the hat.
Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you. Gentlemen, I'm a little
lack of fight.
I've been awake since 6:30 in the morning, which is really unusual.
Oh, my God.
For me, so, yeah, right. Forgive me if I'm a little spacey.
So as he's looking at me, Evan comes down, and he's the guy, the man in the robe's like, what are you doing? And he sees this little hat on his head.
Evan has a little homemade paper hat on that he's put
literally
on.
Fashioned in the half an hour, yeah. The 15 minutes we were talking with these bailiffs.
And Evan mentions things about religious freedom or something else I can't quite recall, and then the judge has him, the man in the robe has him whistle away to the back room.
Yep, contempt of court.
So we don't see him for the rest of the trial. But once the trial was done for the day, then we find out there's going to be an arraignment before the same judge, the same judge that was offended.
Mm-hmm.
And so Evan comes in shackled. I think he had leg chains on also that were connected to chains around his arms. And yeah, I mean, if you know Evan like we do, he's one of the most peaceful guys that you ever want to see. You know, I mean, he certainly, stands up for his beliefs.
He's also about as skinny as I am. I mean, the guy is not a very large dude, and he had five hulking bailiffs standing behind him this entire time.
He was amazing at that point, too, clanking his chains, a little music, and singing some tunes.
Right, he had a microphone in front of him, one of these little desk mics with a long kind of stand, the stand that you sort of move around a little bit if you need to. He had one of those mics in front of him, and so besides just leaning in to speak into it, he also at one point, while the man in the robe was doing something, raised his chains and put the chains right in front of the microphone and started clinking them on the mic. It was very funny. And he read some poetry from memory at one point as well before the man in the robe.
It was a great moment because there's what's called the Peaceful Assembly Choir here in Free Graft, and we had been practicing five different songs that we would sing at a bunch of different occasions in support of Weed Claws. They were Weed Claws' Chronic Christmas Carols written by Richard Onley. And so from memory, he starts singing them. And then one of them, which is our signature song, was Hands Off Weed Claws. And
hands off Weed Claws, hands off Weed Claws.
There's no criminal here. Yeah, it was great. And so people started picking it up and start singing it. And I thought it was a great moment.
That was absolutely the first time we've ever had that I know of singing in a courtroom. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome, too, and it just goes to show you, even though these people are oppressing on Evan for wearing a hat, I mean, of all things, he still is a peaceful person, has a good attitude, you know, and, you know.
Yeah, he could have been really angry, but he did have a very positive attitude. So what's the latest? I mean, they were going to let him out, they said, on $500 PR bond if he would just give them his address, but there's news, yeah?
Right, yeah. So, you know, everybody took off. I stayed behind with John Connell of the Peaceful Assembly Church. And so we thought we were just going to collect him once he, you know, processes and everything. So he didn't come out for a while, so we went around to the back door of the sheriff's department, and we were told that he wasn't going to be released tonight. And so I'm like trying to get more information. Come to find out, he's on his way to Cheshire County, where Keene is. He has an offense that he's going to probably spend some time in a cage for, just from over a year ago, for marijuana possession himself.
Mm. Oh, that's awful.
Was this at the Pumpkin Fest when he was arrested? Do you recall?
It may have been.
There's just so many charges. There's so many charges and so much disobedience and non-cooperation up here. It's hard to keep track of it all.
Yeah, so. I believe that's what it's from. So I hope our good allies in Free Keene can help keep an eye on Evan.
Sure, and I'd imagine that folks can visit the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund website at cdevolution.org. I know that's where you were live blogging today on the CD Evolution Facebook account. That's linked to right there at the front page, so people that wanted to keep up to date, and we'll keep up to date tomorrow, because, again, we're going back tomorrow. You're going to be, I presume, live blogging tomorrow as well, yes?
Yeah, I sure will, and I'm also, once I get off the phone tonight, I have a video I'm going to upload of Evan committing the civil disobedience, and I'll do some write-ups of today, and for everybody. It'll be another late night for me, but I think Bob deserves it, and Evan deserves it, and the story needs to be told.
Well, speaking of telling the story, we've got great resources here in New Hampshire, and it's, again, early on. This is just we're just getting the ball rolling on this movement. But you could go over to, if you wanted to, and join over at the Free Keene Forum at forum.freekeene.com and post up kind of a summary of what's going on with Evan to kind of really get the word out to the activists here about what's happening. If you could do that, I'd appreciate it, and then I bet the ball will be picked up at that point.
Absolutely, but you need to turn on my account.
Oh, you should, we'll talk about that later. All right, so Jason Talley with us from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund here. What else did you want to highlight from today, Jason? Because there are a few other things that I think that we can talk about with you off the air. We've spent the whole hour with you here so far.
Yeah, well, I need to bounce anyway, but I just wanted to thank you guys so much for showing up, as well as Pete Air. I mean, it was awesome to have, Free Keeniacs and the Cop Block team there to support Bob. And I just wanted to say, like you mentioned before, it's not over. So Shire activists can make it tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I think it would be best if we could fill the courtroom tomorrow. Instead of having 25 people, it would be great to have 35 or 40 or 50 people show up tomorrow. I think that would make things even more interesting.
Right. Also, and I believe the numbers to the courthouse were posted, too, on the CD Evolution or your Facebook page there, Jason. So if folks can't make it or are from out of state, you know, appreciate a call. Just
they could call
know.
That prosecutor.
Exactly.
Or call the county attorney and demand that they get rid of the charges, right?
I think that's important. I think it's important to, you know, show concern for what Bob's going through, and just check on his status and safety, and you know, the more they hear from us, I think they'll get the message.
You know, I think that actually that the telephone calls are probably the most effective thing that people can do. I think above and beyond going to court, because the prosecutors have an expectation that they're going to have people in the audience that disagree. They're not able to really protest. You can't stand up and say, "You're a stinking shill for the state."
One guy did actually stand up in court today, and
right, and that's something else I was going to mention about the Evan thing, is that that man was just asked to leave Evan when court, and that was during court while it was like going on, when the real serious
right, a guy just spoke up. I mean, he didn't start cursing or anything like that, but he let it be known what he had to say about Bob.
So the prosecutor expects a gallery with some agreement and some disagreement with them, but what they do not expect is something on their voicemail when they get back to the mm-hmm. office saying, "Hey, this is just disgusting. Yeah. How can you live with yourself?" You know, that kind of thing.
Hey, I think the phone calls are really effective as well, but I mean, if you could get like 200 people to go into a courtroom, that would be. I mean,
what difference it would make. Quite honestly,
well, you've seen the trouble they had.
Yeah,
they had trouble with 25 of us today. I mean, 150. I mean, some of these guys would really start thinking about their jobs. I mean, there already are. I mean, 50 people screaming.
I'm not saying not to go. I'm just saying that I think that it's a huge effect making these telephone calls.
Jason, how could people who may be in the northern eastern New England area who might want to come get the information to do so?
If they go to cbevolution.org, there will be links to the Facebook page where it has details about how to get to the court. It has the phone number for the Melissa Pierce, the deputy county prosecutor. And, the more the better. And, you know, one question I like to ask often to, people that are government officials that are harming peaceful people is, you know, how do you think history is going to view your actions?
Mm.
And it's not going to be favorable. I mean,
depends on who writes it.
I'm starting to meet these people, you know, that who are being caged for, you know, self-ownership, you know, for using plants for growing their own medicine, and they're wonderful people, and it's a shame what the state's trying to do to them, and it has to stop.
No doubt about it, and I appreciate all your efforts, Jason. You really are the man when it comes to covering this stuff, and again, folks can go to cdevolution.org. to get the latest on this and many other civil disobedience situations that are, you know, continuing to develop here in New Hampshire. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the time tonight.
Thank you, guys.
We'll do another recap tomorrow. More coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.